Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pipe. Now, the pill. When the pill was brought in, it was understood to be a revolutionary issue for women. It meant that women could be sexually liberated. They could have as much sex or whatever as they wished to, and they simply didn't have to worry about getting pregnant. It would stop their menstrual cycle. It would stop them from getting pregnant. What a wonderful thing. What a liberating innovation. But the more research has been done into the pill, the more we realise that there are serious problems with it, because the pill interferes with the normal regulation and fluctuation of female hormones, and our hormones are a big part of how we behave. Our hormones regulate our behaviour. Our hormones, we are adapted over a very long time to have our behaviour regulated by hormones. And so if you interfere with those hormones, you're going to potentially make people behave in a rather maladaptive fashion. And there is an increasing body of evidence that this is, of course, the case with the pill. This is what the pill is doing to women. It is making them behave in a maladaptive way. And my attention was drawn to this by a very interesting paper called Morphological Alterations to the Fear Circuitry, The Role of Sex Hormones and Oral Contraceptives by Alexandra Broulard et al. In Frontiers in Endocrinology, which makes a very important point, which is that basically the pill into, or certain forms of the pill, interfere with the ability of women to feel fear. Now, women should feel fear. Women are higher in anxiety and in feeling fear than men, and for very good reasons, because women are the ones that have to look after the children, and therefore they have to be anxious about the welfare of the children. Women are the ones that in humans make the sexual selection, and they therefore have to fear the consequences of selecting the wrong man or going for the wrong kind of chap. It makes a great deal of sense for women to be higher in negative emotion, and particularly negative emotions such as fear and anxiety, than are men. Now, according to this paper, the pill, or certain kinds of pill, interfere with the ability of women to feel fear. In other words, they reduce the extent to which women feel fear. I won't go into the technical details of this, but basically there is a fear-inhibiting part of the brain. And if you compare women who have never taken the pill, women who used to take the pill, and women who are on the pill, then women who are on a form of the pill that involves ethanol estriol, that is to say a form of synthetic estrogen, show lower cortical thickness in this fear-inhibiting part of the brain than do controls. So that means that if women take that form of the pill, they will feel less fear. Now, also it should be emphasised that when women often start taking the pill, they do so in adolescence, when the brain hasn't fully developed yet. And so it's perfectly conceivable that the taking of the pill will permanently alter the part of the brain which allows them to feel fear. It will permanently change the part of the brain which makes them fearful, such that they never feel the optimum level of fear that would be adaptive for them to feel. Now, what we would expect this to mean is that as it plays out, and remember, the pill is very easily prescribed by doctors. It's prescribed for everything. It's prescribed for acne. It's prescribed for all kinds of things. Not just as a contraceptive. It would mean that you would have increasingly more and more women who would be low in normal levels of fear, and who would behave therefore in rather reckless and dangerous ways, which would not be in their interest. That's what it would imply. Now, I mean, that seems to me to be extremely serious. Now, I should emphasise, if you try and read this paper, even by the standards of scientific papers, and I read a lot of them, it's extremely badly written. It is chock-a-block full of pointless acronyms and ridiculously abstruse, overly complicated scientific language. But if you cut through it, that is basically what it is saying. And it also seems to imply that the pill might elevate some, as a different kind of pill, might elevate anxiety in some kinds of females as well. So not this pill with the ethanol estriol, but a different kind of pill would seem to interfere with a part of the brain which reduces fear and thus elevate anxiety. But either way, the pill would seem to be changing and potentially permanently changing if it's taken during adolescence. The brains of females, such that they are either higher in fear than, or in anxiety anyway, than would be adaptive, or significantly lower in fear than would be adaptive. And either way, I mean, this is obviously going to have very serious consequences. So I think that any woman out there that is thinking of taking the pill, or any a particular kind of pill, should think very, very seriously about the potential long-term consequences of so doing.
Now, if you've been following events at the Jolly Heretic Public House, you may have noticed that things have been changing in the nature and the quality of the videos, and that's because certain things have been changing behind the scenes. Certain interesting people have been becoming interested in what's going on, and so, yeah, there's change afoot. And in that regard, we have some very exciting events coming up. Now, we already had a very exciting event in London in October, and there was 90 people that turned up from all walks of life. We had fantastic fun. They learned about life behind the scenes at the Jolly Heretic Public House and what's going on and what's changing. And I got to meet people and chat with people and have a beer, and it was and talk about the Neo-Byzantium, the idea that we are going to be the holdouts of civilization, are going to find a way to keep civilization going and keep something preserved against all the chaos. And so that went very, very well. And so we thought, what about people that live in the north of the country? And so in that regard, I'm very pleased to announce that there's going to be another in-person event. And this is going to be in Liverpool on the 16th of December. And that will be for those that, of course, missed out on the London event. And again, it will be a chance to look behind the scenes at the Jolly Heretic, to find out what's going on, to meet like-minded, naughty, heretical people. And, of course, to learn about the Neo-Byzantium that we're trying to build. And then the night before that, there will be another exciting event, and that will be in London. And this will be a Christmas dinner with the night before with me and some very select people. Many of whom you will have heard of and you'll be rather interested to meet. And so this will be a chance to sort of talk about these things at a deeper level and to have a to celebrate Christmas, albeit a bit early, and to really have a great deal of fun and to imbibe and whatever, but also to talk about what's going on and talk about the future of civilization. So I would be most grateful if as many of you as possible would like to come to either of these events, and I look forward to seeing you there. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to chatting with you, getting to know you, and the links are in the description.
Are you ready for the future of the West?